You're listening to The Hoist with Liz and Chelsea, and we're also joined now on the phone by Stevie of Clowns. Hello, Stevie.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
We are very excited about Nature Nurture. It's kind of an amazing amalgamation of your last three records, but it's a rather fluid transition into, I guess, the sound that you've always been progressing towards. What was that evolution like?
Well, we've been a band for about 9 years now, and in that time we've had a myriad of different lineup changes and a myriad of different genre changes as well. And I guess, yeah, you're right that this record is certainly us really coming to fruition, especially on this lineup and the most recent sounds that we've been experimenting with. And it's just been really fun. It's been really fun and awesome to, I guess, to collaborate with a bunch of people who I can honestly say are close friends of mine. And, you know, there's little hiccups along the way, and the creative process can totally be a pain. But, yeah, I'm really stoked about the way that it came out and the way that it's been received. So right now, if you ask me right now how it's going, then I would say it's good. Maybe 6 months ago, it would have been like, oh, no, having a crisis.
Speaking of your sound, Stevie, you said about this record that you're trying to make a point. I wanted to ask if you think that Clowns' music has always been so purposeful, or is this something probably that's happened more recently?
Oh, definitely not. No, we've definitely been a completely purposeless band in the past. I think when we started the band, especially, you know, we really just used the band as an avenue to have a good time, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But now it's definitely a lot more of a, you know, it's definitely, it's not as much of a single-celled organism, so to speak. Like, you know, it's actually a means of living for all of us, and, you know, we're opening up different markets all over the world, and people are listening to us in countries that I never would have dreamed of traveling before starting this band. And, and I guess just the natural progression is that as much as it was fun to be like this adolescent punk group back when we were a bunch of teenage adolescent punks, now as we're growing up and, experimenting with different stuff, it's kind of cool to use the platform as a means to push out our ideas and, stand for stuff that we believe in as well. But I think also the beauty of it as well is that if you don't want to listen to it in that regard, you don't really have to. You can just listen to the albums and they still are reminiscent of the old sounds that we used to manufacture.
When you were adolescent punks in this band, do you ever dream that you'd be where you are now, having supported like bands like the Foo Fighters and being able to tour?
I mean, I'd be lying to say if that was not an aspiration when we started. It was just punks that wanted to play in a band, and we've always idolized musicians. And I mean, going to the Big Day Out for me was a really formative experience as an aspiring musician. When I went to my first one when I was like 14, and went to Slipknot, did some of it down, and I just saw myself somewhere in that mirage of masks and hair, and thought one day I'm going to do that. And it turned out a little bit different, but I wouldn't change it either. But yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be able to do that kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm really stoked about it, actually.
The record has kind of a few dualities to it. And I think it's kind of what you were saying. It's the perfect intersection of old Clowns and new Clowns, in that you've got that very party punk rock, but you've also got some kind of more psychedelic sounds in there. Have you enjoyed experimenting on this record?
Yeah, I've definitely loved the challenge of intertwining psychedelia and punk rock. Pretty evident on our last release again. We just really wanted to stir the pot a little bit and not continue to I guess, paint ourselves into a box creatively. So we introduced that psychedelic element to the song, and we kind of reintroducing a lot of that heavier punk stuff, but still kind of mixing in the psychedelic stuff. Really, a really fun and interesting journey because, every band thinks that they're super original and awesome, but I really do think that our band is super original and awesome because, I don't know, when I listen back to our records, I can pick out some of the bands that I feel like we're taking inspiration from, but I kind of feel like the way that we have mixed psychedelia and punk rock together is something that I like to think was well done and quite creative. But, you know, prove me wrong.
No, we're in agreeance, don't worry. So this record was recorded at St Kilda's Hot House Studios, which is, I guess, famously known. It was recorded through the very same desk that is responsible for AC/DC's record, Dirty Deeds. What was the recording process like for Clowns?
Well, this record we recorded through the same desk and with the same engineer as our last three. So this time it was super comfortable. Jez Giddings, who's worked with us for a little while now, he took a bigger role in the record, being the actual producer. So he helped us demo all the tracks and he tweaked them a little bit, you know, took out a chorus here or there, or, you know, suggested tuning the guitars before the songs or something, which is pretty important too. This time, you know, it was really easy. It was really fluid. There was nothing that, I guess the only barricade that we struggled was just writing the songs and being 100% happy with them, because, you know, in our minds as the creators of the music, I guess, you know, you're your own harshest critic, and it's never really 100% done. You just got to give yourself a deadline. But you know, like I said, it was, the actual recording process was really good. At Hot House, they've got so much awesome gear. We're just like kids in a candy shop to choose between all the guitars and all the amps. You can really make a record that sounds like anything in there as well. It's not like just a punk record or a rock record. Sorry, not just like a punk studio or a rock studio. You could, I mean, just when we were recording Nature Nurture, we had to take a break because they had one day booked in for months because someone was going in there to record cello for a Commonwealth banker.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, what we can do in there, I guess, really just opens the doors to creating sounds and experimenting with genres of music that really, do progress nicely with each other as well. So I think it's definitely a huge working arm in the sound of the band, and what we've done is being able to experiment with all of their gear and also the great rapport that we have with the people who are in the studio and work there and stuff.
I've got to ask, what does the album title, Nature Nurture, mean to you and the band? Because it's quite an open-ended title.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's obviously the inspiration for it has been taken from the age-old debate of, you know, what makes somebody do anything. Was it their nature or their nurture?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a topic that we discuss quite heavily with each other, especially when you've got to spend 20 hours in a car driving between random countries in Europe, you find yourself definitely in a conversation hole with cabin fever setting in. But nature nurture is definitely it's a topic that we heavily discuss, and we kind of just really wanted to experiment with it and expand on our thoughts and feelings of it. I guess the idea is that, you know, no matter how strongly you feel about anything, or no matter what happens, you know, no matter what horrible thing somebody does, you can almost always drag it back to their nature or their nurture. And in that regard, it's kind of just like a weird study on humanity. Like, how can you really blame anyone? You know, how can you blame someone for starting fires when they've been taught to start fires their entire life? You know, it's just you can really think deeply into it, and I guess that's the study that we were going for on this record.
Well, thank you so much for chatting about the record, Stevie. It's been very insightful. We're going to play the track Prick now off Nature Nurture. Is there anything you'd like to say about the song before we give it a spin?
Which song, Prick? Is that the one you're playing?
Yeah.
I guess on the topic of nature and nurture, this song, Prick, it's pretty clear if you read the lyrics what the song's about. It's just about a prick who plays in the band and why that person is such a prick. But I guess the flip side to it is that on the other side of the record, there's a song called Bland is the New Black. And that song is about basically, you know, wanting the kinds of people that want to adhere to the punk lifestyle, and, you know, they don't care about anything, and it's all about being punk and whatever, all that stupid stuff. But I guess the cryptic message between the song Prick and Bland is that, you know, the people who adhere to the lifestyles advocated in Bland is the New Black are the kinds of people who end up becoming the pricks that we sing about in the song Prick.
Well, I love that those songs are both intertwined. You can catch Clowns at Max Watts this Saturday.
Thanks, Stevie. You're in the Hoist with Liz and Chelsea, and this is Prick by Clowns.